So the learning today should be as chus ila nishmas that yachav chaim Elazar ben Shemshonari, as well as the chus for ila neshama for Rav Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Tzion, and the chus for kushleim of chaim doy ben Menarachol, chanalei b'shein derachol, and abadati ben Peril, as well as the chus for all those in a muck of takana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect. So till now, the Beis Halevi proved to us that the sin of gaiva is one of the most severe averus, but now he's going to quote Sukkim throughout Tanakh that tell us the negative outcomes that come to someone who does have gaiva. So on page 35, he says like this: Gam zayis yisfainin, one should consider this very well. The gaiva is a doorway and a gateway to a person's downfall. Like the pasuk says, that pride comes before destruction and arrogance comes before failure. Magbia pischein mevakeh shaver. Someone who opens his mouth arrogantly is basically asking for it. The sham, and it says over there, lifnei shaver yigba levish. Prior to a person's destruction, his heart grows arrogant. Vishaya, and in Yeshaya it says, kiyoyim la'Hashem tzvakayis akol geya baram akol nisa v'shafel. Hashem has a day of retribution against people with gaiva. So amru alzer v'yalkut, and the yalkut says, midas bas v'dam. The nature of a human being is Raya Adam Yafev Asher Hum Amida Messiah. When you see a handsome, wealthy, well-established person, you help him. But when you see someone that's down, you knock him down again. Meaning, we take advantage of people that are lower than us, and we show respect to people that are higher than us. But God is the exact opposite. When he sees someone that's prideful, that's holding himself up higher above others, so he knocks him down. Hashem will have a day of retribution against the proud and arrogant person. And it says, a man's pride will bring him down. And if Hashem sees that someone fell down, he stands him up, make him offer that Hashem lifts us up from those who are needy, make him offer from the dirt. Those that fell down to the dirt, Hashem raises them up. So Hashem, the Pesukim here are bringing this idea that there's more than just the severity of the Avira, but that Gaiva results in a person's destruction. And the Gemara in Megillah asked the question, why did Esther invite Haman to the party? Why was it necessary to invite him? She had a plan in place, tell Achashverosh, and get Haman hung or hanged. So why was it necessary to invite him to the party? So the Maharal explains in his Ar Chadash that Esther knew that what is the root cause of destruction is gaiva. So she wanted to have Haman present gaiva, present that midah, and that would assure his destruction, that would assure their success. So she invites Haman exclusively to the party. So Vayetzi Haman Bayamahu Samech V'Tavlev, he goes out, he feels all good about himself, and that ultimately leads to his downfall. Chassam Sofer writes that this is also why Yaakov sent a bunch of gifts to Esav in preparation for their meeting, because he wanted Esav to feel all proud in case they had to go to battle to each other. That would ensure that he would be successful over Esav. And the Vilna Gaon points out that when Hashem punishes the Rishayim in order to bring about a Kiddush Hashem, he first causes the person to become great, to become famous. And that's what we see so many times, that we see people at the top, at the height of their game, get knocked down. And he says that many times when Hashem wants to punish someone, he first makes him, he basically puts him at the top of the world and then knocks him down. And that makes an even greater Kiddush Hashem. And that's why Hashem caused Haman to, Achar Devar Me'ila, Gidol HaMelech Achashverosh as Haman. Hashem could have just had Haman killed, but he first had him raised up in order that he should ultimately fall down. And that's because there was already the midah of gaiva in Haman's heart. So the Beis Halevi quotes this from various psukim, this idea that an arrogant person is going to fall. So based on this, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a fascinating shot in Parshas, at the end of Parshas Ve'era. Because the Torah tells us that Paro calls Moshe and Aaron to have the makkah of Barad stop. Moshe agrees to the request, and then he tells Paro the following. He says, and as for you and your servants, I know that you're not yet fearful of Hashem. The Torah then describes the damage that Barad caused. It says that the flax and the barley were smashed because the barley was ripe, but the wheat and the spelt were not smashed because they ripened late that year, and so they were not tall hard stalks, but rather they were nimble. So the ones that were ripe and firm, the hail broke, the barad broke. But the ones that were not yet ripe, so they could bend, pliable, so they were able to resist. And basically, the barad did not affect them. What is the connection? Why is the Torah inserting this detail about the destruction that barad caused? And what's the connection with Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musa to Paroi, saying, "I know that you don't really fear Hashem." Rabbi Kiva Eiger explains beautifully that Moshe was warning Paroi that since he didn't have Yiras Hashem, since he didn't fear Hashem, he's going to be punished another time. There's another punishment coming. Why are you being stubborn? Because you're being arrogant. You're not willing to admit that there's a power greater than you. So Moshe was telling him, if you are going to continue to be stiff and arrogant, like the barley and like the what's the other one? The barley and the flax. So then, just like those strong, stiff stalks were knocked down and crushed by the barad, you're also going to be knocked down and crushed. But if you make yourself soft and pliable, like the wheat and like the spelt, so then if you lower yourself and humble yourself like that, so then you'll be able to survive. And that was the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paroi, and that's why the Torah sticks in the seemingly insignificant detail about the destruction of the barad.